Jobs are still being cut.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, it's The Morning Open. Hello, I'm Steve Chiotakis. Toyota, the CEO, speaks out. And later, Robert Reich talks personal savings. All that coming up. But first, where's Wall Street? Markets are down right now. The S&P off about a quarter of a percent. The NASDAQ flat. The Dow is off about 32 points, 99.69. European shares, however, lower right now, 1 to 2%. And Asia stocks closed lower as well, 2 to 3%. The Labor Department reports this morning the number of job cuts in January totaled 20,000. Some analysts were expecting jobs to have been created. That didn't happen. What did surprise some today was the unemployment rate, which fell to 9.7%. We're going to get some analysis of that report with Michelle Meyer. She's an economist at Barclays Capital, joining us live this morning from New York. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning. Nice to be here.
Thank you. And what's your assessment, your just initial assessment of the report?
I think the decline in the unemployment rate is actually pretty encouraging. It shows that it likely peaked some point in the fall at 10.1%, and we do think that we should see unemployment rate trend lower, maybe in a choppy fashion, but we do think that there's a downside as the economy starts to add jobs and the recovery builds momentum.
We saw, Michelle, manufacturing employment ticked a little higher. Isn't that something we want to see, the private sector adding jobs?
That's exactly right. So the jobs number, the headline number showed a decline of 20,000 in jobs, but it was almost entirely due to a very sharp drop in construction jobs. And we know that the construction sector is still very depressed. So outside of construction, we actually saw job creation in many sectors, one of which is manufacturing, which is consistent with the increase in production the economy has been experiencing.
Thank you. Michelle Meyer, we appreciate you being with us today.
My pleasure.
Thank you so much. Toyota President Akio Toyoda today apologized for the recalls of popular models. The grandson of the automaker's founder said he's unsure whether Toyota will officially recall the late model Prius for possible brake problems. Marketplace's Amy Scott is with us live. She's on the story from our New York bureau. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
So finally, a word from Mr. Toyota. What did he have to say?
Well, he acknowledged that the company is in crisis. He apologized to Toyota's customers and tried to reassure them that the company's cars are safe. Here he is speaking at the press conference today in Nagoya.
Please believe me, we always customer first is first priority.
Now, Amy, we've had various reports about whether there's going to be another recall this time of the Prius. What's happening with that?
Well, Akio Toyoda said today that the company is still deciding that question, though there have been reports that Toyota is leaning toward another recall, this time related to braking problems in the Prius. Meanwhile, Ford says it has a software patch for similar issues in some of its hybrids. So it's not just Toyota dealing with this issue.
So it's easy to start seeing cars as the enemy here.
Right. Well, you know, one analyst I talked to, John Henke at Planning Perspectives, says it's important to keep all of this in perspective.
The amount of problems they've had relative to the millions of vehicles that they have built and put on the road is virtually nothing. The problem is, if you're that person in the vehicle that it's happened, now you've got a real issue.
You know, this is obviously serious. There have been up to 19 deaths in the last decade connected with issues of unintended acceleration in Toyotas. But his point is that we don't all need to be terrified of our cars.
Marketplace's Amy Scott in New York. Amy, thanks.
You're welcome.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Progressive Insurance, helping people shop for car insurance at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. By Microsoft, offering cloud computing for businesses with solutions for managing the transition to the cloud while managing costs for customers at microsoft.com/cloud services. And by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. ConstantContact.com.
We keep hearing all this talk of federal deficits and not much room for budget savings, but former Labor Secretary Robert Reich is trying to gauge the economy by how much people are saving. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Steve.
So we've been hearing a lot about Uncle Sam's budget, but what about the budgets of regular people?
Regular people are saving more and spending less. The rate of personal saving is rising. It hit 4.8% of after-tax income in December.
Now, 4.8%, that still sounds pretty low.
Well, it's all relative. Back in the 1950s and 60s, Steve, the typical household saved about 9% of its income, and then that dropped. By the 1980s, the savings rate was down to 7%, and just before the crash of 2008, it was down to around 3%.
So it's good then, Bob, that people are saving, right?
Well, it's rational for the individual person and household. So many people got clobbered over the last 2 years, either actual or threatened loss of jobs or home, piles of credit card debt, auto debt, and they decided rationally they don't ever want to go through that again. And in addition, you've got all of these baby boomers facing retirement without enough savings. Their 401ks took a licking in the downdraft. Their homes are worth far less than they assumed they'd be worth, so they've got to start saving like mad, too.
And if saving is so good, though, Bob, what's the problem?
Well, here's the problem. What's good for individuals and families is not necessarily good for the country or the economy as a whole. You see, when people save more, they obviously spend less, and if everybody's spending less, producers, that is retailers, manufacturers, service businesses, they don't have enough of a market for what they sell, which means they don't hire, they don't refill inventories, they don't expand, and the economy has a harder time getting back on its feet.
All right, so what's the answer then?
Well, if American consumers go on a savings binge, Steve, we're going to have to count on other sources of demand to pull us out of slump. For example, new corporate investments and exports.
And neither of those, though, has increased enough to fuel a recovery, have they?
No, and that is part of the problem. And it's why many economists think we still need a big federal stimulus and why the Fed has to keep short-term interest rates low for the time being.
Former Labor Secretary Robert Reich and current University of California, Berkeley Professor of Public Policy. Bob, thanks.
Thanks, Steve.
And finally, Men's Health magazine is ranked America's drunkest cities, looking at liver disease and DUI arrests, among other things. The place with the fewest number of drunks? Boston. Yeah, Boston. And the winner, Fresno. You can come up with your own punchline there. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.